It is currently 2:58 in the morning, and we're on deadline. I'm also paying my friend, who's also a roommate, out of my own pocket $200 a month because the business doesn't have it. We're 5 years into this business. This year's been really rough. To contact leads for me to close. I'm the closer in the business. I'm in charge of the revenue, making sure the business, everybody gets paid. Monday's my last day to close any sales before we go to print. I own a newspaper. We're $1,000 short to make payroll. And coincidentally, it is 12 days before the pretrial of my best friend's murder. And all I can think about is that her two kids have to testify against the fucking asshole who shot their mother in front of them, while five people are waiting to get paid from me, and I can't focus enough to make a sale to get to that extra $1,000. Tonight I bought the ticket to go to her pre-trial, or her preliminary hearing, I guess is what it's called. So it makes it real. I'm nervous. To go, is this going to spin me more into a deeper state of treading water in a business and depression? Or is it going to make me angry enough at the fucking asshole who killed my best friend to be able to generate money? What do you do when it's 3 a.m.? You can't sleep. You're sitting on your front porch, possibly drinking wine. Your business partner, one of them, is kind of frustrated with you. And you literally feel like you're treading water, and you're doing all you can do, and it's just not enough. For me, I guess I talk about it on a podcast, hoping someone resonates with me, although I hope not, because this really sucks. How long can you tread water? How much longer can you carry the burden of making sure payroll is made or making sure your bills are paid? How can you help a business partner understand that I know she's giving more and I'm trying? But I feel like I'm failing. And what happens next? Have you ever just felt so depleted? How can you make the next sale? How can you find that last $1,000? For me, that's how I feel right now. Nobody told me this when I went into business. Nobody told me that burden is on you. People count on you. People are relying on you. I don't like that. I just want my dogs to rely on me. Dog food's cheap. Payroll's not. My takeaways tonight before I go to bed, and it's, 3:15 in the morning. I have a phone call at 9 a.m., so I gotta be up at 8:30. My takeaways are to be gentle with yourself. Keep going. Take it a day at a time. Tomorrow's a brand new day for me. Be honest with yourself. If you have a business partner, be honest with your business partner. In my case, I have a couple business partners. I have two businesses with one partner. I have another business with another partner. Be honest with them. Tell them you're struggling. They may not give two shits. Both of my business partners are awesome. They do care if I tell them what's going on. Sometimes I can't tell them. Get out of your head. Get your thoughts out on paper, on a recorder, to a friend. And my last one is to ask for help and accept it when it's offered. One of my friends, she was actually my manager for a long time. I used to work at University of Phoenix. Her name is Jen. We actually started a business about a year ago together, the Hippie Hobby. She knows me pretty well, probably more than I know myself, but we were talking tonight while I was up at her house. We were writing thank you cards to customers that had canceled their subscriptions. So we were handwriting thank you cards to them and not thank you, but like, hey, you're missed and all this stuff. And we wrote little poems. It was really cute. I was talking to her about the pretrial of Mary's murder. And she's been really constant in my life since Mary died. And out of the blue, she just said, hey, I'll go with you if I can. Let me talk to my boss. And the independent person that I am, the person who wants to do everything alone and make sure everything's done, I usually would say no. And instead I said, you know what, I'd really like that. Because I feel really alone and, you know, I work by myself or I work in an office with one other person and I don't have team builders. You know, we don't have a big, everybody's virtual in our business and my businesses. So it's not like I get constant interaction with people. So I just said, you know, I'd like that. When Mary did die, when she passed away, my other business partner, Anna, without any hesitation, drove with me to the viewing and the funeral. Mary used to work for us, and Mary was Anna's right hand. And I know it affected Anna too. But without hesitation, she just said, hey, I want to go. So sometimes you need to ask for help. And when you can't ask for help and it's given to you, it's okay to accept it. So that's all I have today. Sometimes it's really overwhelming to own a business. Today is one of those days.